What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to episode numero 5 of the Mistakes Were Made podcast. My name is Billy Bob Thornton. No, it's not. It is the Real Spoons, or Matt, and I'm here with
Chris.
Chris, Baggs. There he is. Chris Baggs coming in the house there. So welcome to episode 5, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm surprised we got to 5 this
quickly. I am as well. We're halfway to double digits.
I don't think we've gotten past 3 ever.
I know. And I know there's been a little gap here with our last episode.
But that's because we were very busy. Last weekend we went camping.
Yes, so we can talk about camping. It was fun.
It was fun.
It rained a bit.
The rain sucked.
We went to Milford, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's where it was.
Which is, it's a good campsite.
And
fine.
It seemed to rain every other hour.
Yes.
Except Saturday during the day. Every time we wanted to just chill at night by the fire, it was just fucking downpour.
It seemed like every time there was downtime, we're like, we were going to chill.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, here comes the rain. Go fuck yourself. What the fuck?
That second night we were there, I was so tired.
Yeah.
All I wanted to do was sit by the fire and have a beer.
Yeah.
And it just... We finally get the fire going after like an hour. Because we bought the wood. So there's a law... Where you can't bring... I mean, we could have done this. It doesn't matter. Nobody would have known. But there's a law where you can't bring firewood outside of... Like, to a different state. Because of invasive species or whatever. Like, I'm serious.
Okay.
Like, that's the law. You look it up.
Termites. Invasive termites.
What is it?
Yeah. Apparently the New Jersey termite is different than the Pennsylvania
termite. But I think that it's not for such... Because we were barely... Milford, Pennsylvania is barely across
we were right next to the Delaware River.
Yeah, yeah. And so, that's the state line. Yeah. So you have to buy firewood.
Yeah.
And it was all wet.
Yeah. I know.
Like the firewood they sold us was all wet. And then Kevin went back, got a new bundle, and that was all wet.
Yep. You guys might know Kevin. He is known as Kevin when he plays games.
We couldn't get the fire started. It took us like 45 minutes at least that second night. And then as soon as it lit, just...
Yep. It was terrible.
I was like, fuck this. I just want to sleep.
And thank God we brought the canopies. We brought 2 canopies.
We would have been screwed. I would have went and got a hotel room. Yeah. I wouldn't have messed with that.
Because we were all like huddled underneath. We ended up ordering pizza.
We always do that, though.
I know. Well, also because we couldn't cook anything, really.
We cooked whatever burgers we had left.
Yeah, but like with the fire,
Oh, yeah.
Like, how are you going to get anything started if it was raining, you know?
I mean, I could have done it on the grill underneath the thing. But then that sucks. All the smoke gets under, cools.
Yeah. And it could stain.
I had some thoughts about the camping trip for next year, but I'm not going to talk about that.
Yeah.
That's boring.
You should get into all the details.
No,
I'm just kidding.
But that was fun.
Yeah.
You and you drank. You drank a decent amount. I mean, so did I. You drank a lot more.
Yeah.
Mats were having a pissing contest.
I threw up in my tent in a bag. I threw up in my tent.
Which is funny. I was thinking about that because, like, that night, like, after we were all, like, done playing the games or whatever, you were talking to me and my girlfriend you weren't slurring.
Fine. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I felt fine.
Yeah, you seemed
it was
fine.
The issue was when I woke up and I was like, I am so hungover right now. I'm on the verge of throwing up. And I went to our friend Cam and I was like, you gotta make me throw up. He's like, you don't want to throw up. I was like, I want to throw up. And then
said you don't want to?
Yeah, he's like, you probably don't want to throw up.
Well, it's either there's 2 outcomes when you're that hungover. It's either you throw up and you keep throwing up until like
midday. I felt like if I throw up once,
and then that's
I'm good.
The other option.
Yeah,
you do it once and you're
and
good to go.
He was like, just go try to lay down and maybe you'll
did you get the spin?
You'll either sleep or a little bit. Yeah, he was like, you either go to sleep or you'll throw up. And like 2 minutes after I laid down, I got it all out and then I took it out. And put it in the garbage.
The funny part is he walks out of the tent, right? I'm one of the only people that sees him when he walks out of the tent. And you have the bag, and I can tell what happened. I know what happened. And the maintenance guys are cleaning, like, pouring out the garbage as he's trying to throw it away.
So he's
just standing there with a bag of puke.
Yeah, just waiting for him to leave to put the new bag into the garbage
can. And we're 11 people. We have 3 campsites, so we have 3 garbage cans, and we are only using this one, and it's filled to the brim. So these dudes take off the top, garbage overflows. Like, it felt so bad. I kind of helped them throw out some of the bags, but I just thought it was funny that he's standing there like hiding from everybody. Yep. I'm like, nobody.
I know. It happens to everybody. I didn't care if you guys saw, but I was just like, I want to just throw this away as quickly as I can.
Right.
And then I went back to sleep and I felt fine. I got some
rest. Because all you drank was beer. Like, that's usually what happens when you just drink one thing.
Yeah, I think the issue could have been also like, I had some reds, and like that's very sugary.
That's probably it.
Yeah. So, and I also I don't remember how much I actually ate that day.
I mean, we cooked, but then that was it. Like, we were snacking, but. But reds to me, it's called an ale. I don't really think it's like a beer.
Yeah.
Like
I should have just had all River Horse.
I think drinking beer and reds is kind of like mixing, kind of.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But I did have a few River Horse, and yeah.
I have so much beer in my house. From this trip.
Ah,
I have a ton. It happens every year. I get stuck with all this. And I'm going to wind up dumping half it out.
Just drink all of it.
It's so much. It's so much. That second night, he's like, get a case of reds. So I get a 12-pack. And no, not one. Nobody drank a single one.
Yeah, I didn't drink IPA. I would have had some.
I had one IPA the second day.
Yeah.
And I was going to have more if it didn't freaking pour.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Although we did get to go tubing at the perfect time.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as we were done tubing, it started to rain. Pouring.
But the river was so high because all the rain, it was mad quick.
Yeah.
But it was a good time. Still fine, yeah. If you have a chance to go tubing on the Delaware, it's a good time.
Yeah, definitely. All the piss and shit in there. It's good to swim around. Oh,
apparently, like a week or two before we went, a train fled, like somewhere along the Delaware
went in.
And there was oil like
in the water. Oh, God!
Yeah.
Oh,
so my dad told me that. I'm like, thanks. I was just swimming in that thing.
Do I have superpowers now?
Yeah, right.
Wow. Yeah, so what's been going on other than the camping? Anything?
Not much work. I'm preparing for the job interview.
Right.
Potential job interview.
Yep.
And playing a lot of Hollow Knight still.
Yeah, how's that going?
It's good. It's
Are you
like,
close to beating
it? I don't know. Like, okay. I don't know how much more I have. I have a good bit of the map, like, discovered.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how much more there is. I'm like 12 hours in. I'm playing it at lunch.
Does it work like when you say map? Is it like think of like Super Mario map? Because it's like a platformer, right?
Yeah.
So like, are these levels? And then you're just like
kinda.
It's like Mario where you like go along the map.
When you start Hollow Knight, you go. You're above ground. You find this like broken down like town looking thing. You're a bug. Like you're the bug man.
Yeah. I've watched gameplay.
And you jump down into like the caverns or whatever. And then you just start, the game tells you nothing. You just go and you start wandering around. And as you like conquer more and more of the parts, you find a guy in each new section. It's a map guy. You buy a map from him.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's each sections of these underground like passages. And each one has different, like, themes, I'll say. Different enemies, different themes. And each one, there's, like, mini-bosses and bosses and new abilities you unlock. And each, like, I just got a new ability. And there's areas in the first spot that I couldn't get to before.
Oh, I see.
I had to double back.
I see, okay.
But so far, every time I've doubled back, it's not really necessary. Like, it gives me, like a trinket I can sell for like 100, whatever currency is in that game, I forget. But right now I'm stuck on like a, I don't know if it's a boss or a mini boss, but it's kind of a pain because when you die, you spawn on a bench, like the last bench you were at.
Mm-hmm.
And the bench I'm at is not close to the boss. So every time I die, and I don't remember, there's no marker on the map for this stuff, so I don't remember if there's one closer. So every time I die, I keep running back and taking
off. Oh, I see.
But, yeah,
so
like,
don't die.
I don't know.
Come on.
I don't know how much more I have.
Okay.
But it's, I've been playing at work during lunch.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and at night, like.
You play at your desk?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or in, like, a meeting room, because we have
Bring the Switch. Are you back on the Switch?
Yeah, I'm playing the Switch again.
Back on the Switch. I'm talking about.
I was going to play the Arkham games, the Batman games.
On the Switch?
No.
Oh, okay.
On PS4, because I told you, the intern was like.
PS4?
Yeah. on PS4.
Oh, he gave them to them. Oh, right, right. I was like, yeah. Why PS4? Why not PC?
Because he gave them the discs, the discs to me. But because he asked me if what I thought of them. Like, I never played them, and the kid almost fainted.
Yeah.
But I'm like, but if I don't start them, even if I start them now, I'm not going to beat them before Spider-Man comes out.
That's what you got to think about.
I'm looking
Spider-Man,
at the date. It's the 23rd.
We got 2 weeks until Spider-Man.
It's not going to happen. So it's like, I should just give them back to him. But yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Spider-Man comes out on a Friday.
Is it not a Thursday?
It's a Friday. Because the 6th is the Thursday. That's when football season starts.
Oh, yeah.
So, 7th Friday.
Okay.
I already told my fiance I'm not seeing her that day. I was like, I can't do it.
I don't know what's going on with my weekends in the fall. Yeah. I've been already asked to coach again, so.
Oh, fun.
He coaches
a wiffle ball league for...
If you want to hear a funny story, go to, like, episode 3 and hear how I Googled dicks.
Yes.
But
and we'll leave it at that.
Yeah, pretty much. He wanted me to coach again, and I'm like, I'm probably getting a new job, and there's going to be training, and there's actually travel with this job, too.
Yeah.
Like, I might have to travel to Canada, the headquarters in Canada.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so...
Canada.
So I told him, like, I really don't know how much I can commit.
Yeah.
And he kind of...
Was upset?
No, he kind of just didn't listen to me.
Really?
Yeah. He's like, well, you look and you come to what you can come to. I'm like, okay. But honestly, like, baseball, I really liked coaching, but it's too much with work and trying to see my girlfriend who doesn't live that close to here.
Yeah.
So
she lives in Canada.
No, she doesn't. But, yeah.
The commute is insane.
But I don't know. We'll see. I might. I'll probably go to a couple weekends, but nothing crazy.
Oh yeah.
So what about you? You playing the Sea of Thieves, right?
I've been playing Sea of Thieves because they had the Cursed Sails expansion come out. It's coming to it. This is the last week of it. So they do. There's like, I don't know if you're familiar with how Sea of Thieves does their
updates.
Expansions. So they have like events. So this, they have like events in between their expansions that last like a week or two. Mm-hmm. And then like this expansion lasts 4 weeks.
Okay.
So every week you fight like these skeleton ships, and every week there's different skeleton ships that come. And then you get like, they have like a separate currency that you can earn when you sink those skeleton ships.
And what can
ships.
You get with that currency?
You get like cool cosmetics and stuff. Okay. I'm too... skeleton chips away right now from being able to purchase like all the cosmetics.
Okay.
So, but it's been good. It's been fun. And I've been playing some Dead Cells as well.
Yeah, I'm kind of putting the nose to the grindstone on Hollow Knight.
So you can get Dead Cells. Dude, Dead Cells, like I was listening, I told you earlier, Giant Bomb, they have a great podcast. I listened to the first episode I've ever listened to today, and they started talking about Dead Cells. And I learned so much about the game that I've already sunk a bunch of time into that I did not know. Like, for example, there are like certain doors in Dead Cells you have to pay gold to get through.
Yeah.
So like you earn gold when you play. So there'll be like a cool item behind there and you can see it and you'll be like, oh, do I want to pay 1,000 gold for that? And apparently, you can just break the doors down. The only difference is that you get something called a curse when you do that. And you have to... The curse... I think there's only one curse. And it's that you have to... If you get hit at all, you die.
Okay.
But yeah, if you kill 10 enemies, that curse goes away.
Okay.
So basically, you're super like careful. You know, you're looking at the edge of the screen, seeing who's coming and stuff like that. But I had no idea that existed.
Yeah.
And like, if I... You know... Like, all these, like, little things that I didn't know were actually in the game. There's a bunch of other stuff, too.
Yeah, I'm excited to, like, get to it. I also want to get to Celeste eventually.
Yeah, I want to as well.
Because that game got so, like, good.
It's got, like, a 93
really,
on
it's
Metacritic.
It's really highly rated.
Something like that.
But it's so much like that Hollow Knight Dead Cells vibe.
Yeah.
Like, I also bought... I have Super Meat Boy. That's the same vein, kind of.
I have that as well. Also, what was I going to say? Something else is coming to the Switch that I'm interested in.
Minute?
No, Minute's already on the Switch. This one... Oh, I believe it's coming to the Switch. You ever play a Torchlight game? You ever hear
I've
of Torchlight?
Heard of it. Yeah, I've
I think
heard of it.
Like there's a new Torchlight coming out. I don't know when. It might be next year. But it's like a dungeon crawler kind of thing. But it looks all, it's like Diablo, but like silly, sort of.
Yeah, they were talking about that, kind of funny.
Yeah, that's how I was interested in it. And I believe it's coming to the Switch. I got my eyes on that.
You and those dungeon crawlers.
I know, and Diablo. I'm going to get Diablo. I'm going to get suckered into it.
15th time you were going to buy Diablo.
I am going to get it.
There was something like the Switch is slowly becoming my indie machine.
I know, right?
Like, it's fantastic. I'm not even like, I still have to beat Mario and stuff, but
yeah,
like,
I still have to beat Zelda.
I'm still just playing.
I have to beat Ganon still.
Yeah, me too.
I'll get to it.
I'm still playing. Oh, I had thoughts about Breath of the Wild. It's gonna cause an argument, so I don't know if I want to talk
do
about it.
Do it. Bring it up right now.
No, I'll do it later.
Do it later? Like, off the podcast?
I don't know. Like, I was listening to one of the episodes of one of the podcasts I listened to. And, like, I agreed with him. This guy, he was saying that Breath of the Wild, it's a really good game.
Yeah.
But the world is, like, it's kind of...
Yeah,
like,
I was
so,
listening to the same
it's
podcast.
It's so big, you know?
I was pissed off.
No, like, I agree with him. It feels so empty. Like it's huge, but it's like,
yeah,
okay, I'm going to pick this flower. I'm going to cook this meat. I'm going to kill this
It's not empty. Rock. There's so much you can do.
I don't know.
There's all the shrine things you can go to. Those are random boss enemies and stuff.
I know.
It's an open world game. There's supposed to be fields and stuff.
I understand that, but it's like, I don't know. I'm so partial to how Zelda used to be, where it's like dungeon
you
item
son of
boss.
A bitch.
Yeah,
that, you that, son-
like to be quite honest with you, if we're ranking the Zelda games, I put Ocarina of Time and Twilight Princess over Breath of the Wild.
Twilight Princess?
Yeah, like,
I never beat that game.
I beat it multiple,
I got frustrated.
I beat it multiple times.
I would not agree with that. I would put Skyward Sword above Twilight Princess.
I wouldn't.
My rankings for Zelda games, top five.
Okay.
One, Ocarina of Time.
Okay.
Two, Breath of the Wild.
Okay.
It's a close two,
okay.
Mind you.
How? No
it's
way.
A close two.
Ocarina of Time is the highest rated game on Metacritic ever.
Okay.
It's got a 99, I think.
There's other games that have it. Wait, I'm pretty sure Breath of the Wild also...
Nope, there was one thing that brought it down to like a 97.
Really?
I it was a big news
Breath
story.
Breath of the Wild Metacritic.
There was one like... One outlet gave it like
a Switch,
7
obviously,
and brought
not,
it down.
Not Wii U. You son of a bitch, it's 97. God damn it. Well, wait, there's got to be another game, Best Games.
No, see, that's...
All time.
See, that's... Where's Ocarina of Time?
I don't know. Where is it?
Look it up. Because
it looks like...
Look up Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time.
Ocarina of Time Metacritic. Is this limited to, like, modern consoles, maybe, or something?
Maybe.
I do remember it having a 99.
It has more than a 97, so I don't think that list is right.
Yeah. This is, like, recent. Like, Celeste is number 3. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Like, there's games between 92 and 97 that... Yeah, 99.
So, what is this list, then?
I don't know. It's Switch. You have Switch.
Oh, shit.
Hit all, yeah.
Oh, I see. So, that's the number one Switch game. Super Mario Odyssey.
Yeah.
Ocarina of Time,
but
Tony Hawk's
Pro Skater 2's got 97.
Holy shit. Or 98 it's got.
98.
Grand Theft Auto 4. Two editions of Grand Theft Auto 4 in the top five.
PS3 and 360.
Wow, Super Mario Galaxy's all the way up there?
Yeah, those games are like supposed to be really good.
I played the first one a little bit, but I should really get into those two. They're both up there. That's crazy. Breath of the Wild number 12.
I mean, it's tied with...
This is the highest Switch game.
Does it go by user score after...
No this is Metascore. You can do user score.
No, I wonder how they do tiebreakers.
Oh,
just...
let's see user score. The fuck is it?
Hollow Knight is 2.
Wow. Detroit Become Human is 3 for user score. Dead Cells, number 5, man.
Shenmue.
What is this game? What is this?
I don't
Lacrimosa
know.
Of Dana?
How is an 8.9... I guess it's... How's
8.9 like
the highest thing?
It's only on 133 ratings.
I get, that's just by users who go on Metacritic and be like, this is our rating.
So, yeah, let's see how much Hollow Knight has, how many ratings this has.
305. That's for the Switch. I wonder what
the other
Steam
ones.
Rating has.
Yeah, I don't know.
But anyway.
Interesting. Okay.
That was just my thoughts. It's just a different style of game.
I can see your point of view, how wrong you are.
It jumps out of the Zelda quote-unquote genre, you know?
But it also doesn't.
I'm not saying it's a bad game. I'm not saying I hate it.
Yeah. It's just
I'm just saying it's different.
What if it wasn't a Zelda game? What if it was called, like...
They could do that.
Nipple Muncher 87.
It's different enough from other Zeldas that they could just rebrand it and
it. So what if it wasn't? How would you feel? Would you like it more if it wasn't a Zelda game? Like, if it was like one of those knockoff Zelda games?
Probably not. I think I'd have the same thoughts, to be honest with you.
You son of a
anyway, I want to get into the topic that I had.
All right, go ahead.
So, locally, the Best Buy by Five Guys.
Yeah?
It's going out of business.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I saw that today.
Are they having deals right now?
I don't know. I saw that in my...
I gotta go get some shit.
My Google...
Your Google feed there?
Yeah. I wonder why. And it said... I didn't read a ton of the article, but it was like... why is this... they didn't re-up their lease. And I'm like, I guess they're not doing good. But then I started to think, like... Amazon probably is putting them out of business, like every other freaking thing Amazon does.
And also, Best Buy stopped their Gamers Club.
Yeah, but like I have to think
as
that
far as like overall business.
Yeah, like overall Amazon business, they're not making the most money from game sales. But the other, like, there is another Best Buy by us, but it's like it's you know where it is.
Yeah, it's like, in like a complex too. Yeah, yeah. So it's got traffic from other people. Yeah, it's got traffic from other people. Going to other stores. So right. Like,
That could be better.
This one is just like
it's kind of sad.
It is sad.
You know, because
end of an era.
I started to think like, what was the last thing I bought at that Best Buy? And I'm pretty sure it was the SNES Classic.
Really?
Yeah.
I know the last thing I bought. It was this case.
Yeah.
For my phone, my Pixel 2 case. It was on 50% off.
There you go.
Best Buy. But
so then I started to think about like Amazon. That's how I said it ties into maybe like the Amazon stuff and how if you're a Prime member, they're bringing ads or whatever.
If you have Twitch Prime, one of the benefits was no ads when you're watching streams. So now Amazon has gotten rid of that feature, or it's about to get rid of it. I don't know if it's fully gone yet. And there's been a bunch of streamers that have actually protested it, and they have decided not to run any ads on their streams because they don't want to give Amazon money.
I've heard that from one of the podcasts.
Yeah.
That they make minuscule amounts off that ad revenue.
They do
already. Like,
yeah.
So what's like?
I don't understand why they're doing it at all. Yeah. Like. I don't make money off of Twitch through ads, but from probably the same podcast you listen to, like, you don't make a lot, like, compared to YouTube, where you're not even making a lot on YouTube, but you just don't make a lot from Twitch ads, and, you know, why is Amazon doing this? They have, you know, they're making...
They want to make more money? I guess they make money out of it, but...
Yeah, but also... Kind of, I think it was the same day, Amazon also announced that they're no longer doing 20% discount on game pre-orders.
Yeah.
It says...
I think that's...
Yeah.
I read an article today that there's of a list of games that you should go and pre-order on Amazon before they get rid of that.
Yeah.
So like Smash Ultimate, Metroid 4, Spider-Man, Spyro, maybe? I
don't maybe, remember. Yeah, whatever you can.
Yeah, there was a big list of stuff that you should pre-order before they get rid of that, but...
Yeah.
I don't know.
It says...
I get almost all my games digitally now anyways.
Yeah, but you can get digital games. Oh, I don't think the 20% discount works for digital games on Amazon, but...
I don't know.
I know from this Polygon article we have here, it says, only pre-orders of select video games will come with a $10 store credit promotion, so that's what they're replacing it with, which is basically like 20% off. It's, you know, once a customer has pre-ordered a qualifying item, they must wait up to 35 days to receive their $10 via email. Their credit will be only valid for 60 days after activation.
Why do that? They're shipping things out. Like, why not just give them the 10%?
Yeah.
Whatever.
I don't understand either, because this is almost like
it's
an incentive.
$10 store credit. They could just use it to buy more crap off Amazon.
I know, but that's kind of what I was going to get into is, like, the fact that Amazon had a 20% discount already meant that people were going to use it anyway. Like, it's not like you're going to use it once and then never use it again. It's like, why wouldn't I get 20% off of my games? I
think Amazon's starting to think, like, we're the big market now. Like, we don't have that much competition, so we can do whatever the fuck we want. I guess, yeah,
become some sort of monopoly.
Like what Sony does.
Then they increased the price of Amazon Prime over the past year as well for the annual cost, so...
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still going to use Amazon because it's very convenient, and I never really
I'm still going to use it unless they get rid of the two-day shipping. Yeah, if they get rid of that, then I'm not going to use it anymore.
Yeah, to be real. I agree. But the 20% discount is nothing I ever really use because I also get a lot of digital games. But for people that got physical games, it's like it was super
valuable.
Like,
if I was going to buy a Switch game physical, I would get it off Amazon, and I did. I got Mario Kart. That was the last physical game I got, but...
I think I got Zelda.
I only have...
And Mario Kart.
I only got Zelda and Mario Kart physically. Yeah, everything else I have is digital.
Same.
But, yeah, like, I would, but now, like, if it's... I don't know. If I want to wait and get the $10 whenever, like, just... Why can't they just add it to your account? Why do they got to mail it to you?
Are they mailing it to you? Via email.
Oh, email.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That would be really bad if they decided to mail it to you.
So you got
to
wait 35 days for an email?
Yeah, and then once you activate
it... I could automate that.
You got 2 months to...
to use it?
To use it, yeah.
Before you lose it?
Yeah, before you lose it.
So I don't know. Yeah. It seems like weird choices, but... I feel like they think that they're, like, the top dog now and, like...
Yeah, well, especially, I think... The fact that Best Buy got rid of their Gamers Club thing, which also gave you 20% off, and I think it gave you a bunch of
other Amazon's like, all right, yeah, they're like, we don't need to compete with that.
There's no other competition, and this kind of also brings up the case of like this is gonna help out like the local guys, like the mom and pop shop.
Yeah, I guess GameStop. I
guess it's going to help GameStop, too. Well, GameStop, I believe, also has
a deal thing?
A deal where, like, you pre-order and it's cheaper or something. I believe they still do. I don't know if that's still going on in 2018, but...
Right.
But, yeah, I don't know. I mean...
I don't go to GameStop. But if our Best Buy going out of business is the first domino, like, if Best Buy is actually struggling and it's not just that one, GameStop can't be far behind.
Yeah, who knows? I mean...
I'm just upset if they make a N64 classic. I can't just go to that Best Buy and get it pretty easy.
We gotta order online.
You know how hard that is?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll just go to the other Best Buy and get
one. You just go to Walmart. There you go. Walmart does two-day shipping for free.
Yeah, but ordering that thing online, this is a different conversation.
Yeah.
I've done it. All
no, right. I didn't... Oh, yeah, yeah. All
right. I've bought one online, and I paid twice the money to get it.
Yeah. All right, so let's get into the next topic here. I wanted to discuss, this is an article from Kotaku, PUBG's throwback mode is a reminder of what made it great. Yes, that's who wrote the article. So basically, PUBG has introduced a throwback mode, which basically brought it back to the early access state, like when people first played it and when people kind of fell in love with PUBG. So it says this is called Early Access Memories. It limits players to the game's original map, Wrangle, and brings back some older rules that slow the game down, if only a little. High class armor can be found in the world. Loot drops sometimes have Tommy guns and Car 98s, and newer vehicles don't spawn. It's a nice way to look back on how far the game's gone. So this kind of like I think it's cool that they're doing this, but this. This kind of brought up another question in me is like, how many other games are, you know, would maybe consider also doing a sort of mode like this? Like, I think of like, you know, maybe if, I don't know, Call of Duty Black Ops 4 came out and they had a game mode, Call of Duty Black Ops 1, like, game mode, and like it brought, you know, back.
That'd be actually sick.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Or like, if like
I'd play the crap out of that where it's like 7 kills to get dogs or whatever.
Right, yeah. That was World of War. Yeah, but they could do that as well. Just like how many like Gears, for example, if they brought back.
I saw a tweet about Gears. They had OG execution in Gears 4.
They've had I know.
They brought it back recently.
And they're bringing back boxes, which is the 2v2 mode from Gears Ultimate, which is really cool. But yeah, just how many other games
even, like,
would do this?
Like Blizzard is doing all that money to bring their vanilla WoW servers back.
I know, yeah.
People want to play the original stuff.
Yeah, so is this like the
start?
I don't know
if this is that much different than what the current game state is.
Apparently it is. Like as far as like what spawns there,
I guess
and apparently,
spawns and stuff,
like,
but
it like, brings back older rules that slow the game down.
What rules? What older rules?
I don't know. It could be maybe how quick the circle moves in or something like that, right. Or like maybe the bombing zones are different. I'm not really sure, right. But you know, this could also be looked at like Fortnite's an ever-evolving kind of map, and they have limited time modes. Maybe they would do like this is Fortnite day one mode, you know, or something like that.
Right.
Bring back some old players that want to play that mode that kind of got sick of all the new stuff that's happening in the game. So this kind of brought up in me, like, is this the start of a trend of, I don't think like games like Call of Duty would actually end up doing this, but like games that were in early access that saw a lot of evolution and, you know, maybe are released or close to being released.
H1Z1.
Yeah, H1Z1.
I would like to play H1Z1.
I don't think H1Z1's changed that much. But, no. But even that game has. So would they ever do, like, a throwback mode? And would it be weird to do that as well? Like is that almost saying, like, you're not confident enough in the current state of the game that you want to do a throwback mode? Or,
I don't know.
You know, like, what could it be? Or maybe it's just a really great way, especially if it's like a limited time mode, a really great way to get, like, feedback on, like, what you're doing wrong now.
Yeah.
You know, it could be like, wow, a lot more people are using grenades in this mode. Maybe we need to tune our grenades in. Way to kick the table, Bags. You're getting angry at me. Talking about Zelda. God damn.
That's just my opinion.
You know, yeah, is this like, you know, even like Overwatch, like this could be.
Yeah, if they brought back like OG.
Yeah, it could be OG Overwatch, characters except, too in Overwatch. Yeah. Like, you know, it doesn't have any of the new characters.
Right.
Like, you could do this for like any game, right?
I think especially it's a cool concept. I just don't know how many people would play. Like, it depends on the game, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, for this, I don't see the appeal for this. Like, I'm not going to jump back in the play.
Neither will
moment,
I,
but
I'm sure there's a lot of
other games,
players that will.
Yeah, the people who can still consistently play.
Yeah, I mean, PUBG. Well, there's like 2 million people that still play PUBG like on a daily basis.
Yeah.
But then this also made me think about when the culling, you know, did their culling 2 stuff, but then they came back and they were like, we're going to make culling like it was day one.
Yeah.
You know, but this is bringing it to a game mode rather than like a whole new game.
Yeah.
Really interesting. And like, you know, there could be other games that do this that are very multiplayer oriented.
It's a good idea to keep like, I don't know. Like, I don't know how much the changes in PUBG, I don't know. I don't
right,
play
like
it
how,
enough.
Yeah, like how much,
I was
how
playing,
different is it
when
now
when I was
to
playing
like,
it consistently, yeah. Like, I didn't notice a speed up of the game or the rule or
right,
different
yeah.
things. But I haven't played it in months, so.
Yeah. And they've introduced so many new guns. Like, you don't know how the meta's changed as far as that's concerned. And, like, Tommy guns and Car 98s.
I was never
find
that
in the
great
world
at
now.
PUBG anyway, so it's like, whatever gun I got. Like, I didn't, I wasn't going out looking for it.
Yeah. But I think, I don't know, it's just a really neat idea, and I'm curious to see if, like, any other
games adopt it.
Yeah, they try to do something like that. You know, I think a game like Fortnite for a limited time mode, it could totally do something like this, where original map, you know,
I think for a game
changed,
like Fortnite,
like,
that's probably fine, because
items.
People play that, like, competitively, like, they pay attention to, like, the double shotgun metas and stuff
and
that. Or a game like Overwatch, too. I would probably play more Overwatch if they brought back, like, old balances and stuff like
that.
Even though you'd assume, like, because it's a very competitive game, the character balances now are better, theoretically.
Yeah.
But, like, I like to play D.Va, and D.Va's so... She's a lot squishier than when I played. So it's like, I'd like to play where I was a freaking god again.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But, I mean, in the eyes of a lot of people, that's unfair, you know, like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like,
but then that's the thing. It's like, that's not the game, though. That's just the mode.
But,
like
each Overwatch season, one character would be the main focus of a meta because of how, like, unbalanced it was. And then the next season would be completely changed.
Yeah. Or even, like, a game like Hearthstone. You could bring it back to, like,
just
the original.
I would play Hearthstone if it wasn't all, like,
I actually booted it up.
Half my decks didn't work, and I didn't have half the cards I needed to play. Well,
see, that's the interesting thing. So I actually, I was talking with our buddy Ricky on our way home from camping, actually. Mm-hmm. We were talking about Hearthstone, and he's been playing a lot of it. And he also kind of didn't play it for a bit. And, like, we were talking about the fact that, you know, after, you know, there's basically a new expansion that comes out every 3 to 4 months in that game. I think game.
There's one on and the way or...
I think it just came out, yeah. The Boomsday Project.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like the meta is always kind of consistently changing. And, like, how do you get back into it? And he was explaining, like, what he was doing to kind of get back into it. So I actually updated the game and I booted it up the other day. I played... actually, I guess I'll explain. So I booted it up, and it was like welcome back. And there was some sort of thing where I fought like three AI opponents, and it gave me 3 packs for free.
Yeah.
And then I look at how many packs I have, and I have 16 packs.
Jesus.
And I was like, how the hell did I get 16 packs? And then I got all these quests to do stuff to get packs. So it's like I can get – like I opened it. I got like a bunch of stuff. I got like a legendary out of it.
Okay.
So
it's kind of making it easier to jump back in.
Like yeah. You can get the for sure. Yeah. And they also have tuned the pack opening. So whatever pack you're opening, one out of every 10 packs, you guaranteed a legendary.
Oh, that's cool.
So as long as – like if you not open 10 epic. Classic packs – no, what do you
not
mean?
Not an epic card. Isn't no. Legendary the purple and then
no, epic? Legendary is the orange one. Oh, really? Yeah.
What's the purple one?
Epic.
Oh, I'm confused.
And rare is the blue, and okay. Then white is the common. Right, yeah, right. Yeah. But yeah, I got like all those cards, and I could turn them into dust. I'm still salty
that I can't use Ragnaros the Fire Lord anymore.
Well, you can. In wild. You just but won't I can't be ranked. Yeah. Else. But basically, I also there was like some expansion that had come out that I never played called like Witchwood, and it's against like AI characters. So yeah. I was doing that because you also get packs from doing it. So I didn't actually play any real player. You're I was just playing packs. Yeah, there was so much to do and I was like, holy shit.
Maybe I'll jump back into it.
Yeah, like it doesn't take a lot of time. Wish and it was on the Switch. It was interesting. Oh, I know. It would be perfect.
I could just play my phone too.
You could, but the Switch, man. You already got it with you. You might as well.
Yeah, I'm just playing Hollow Knight all
but maybe
the time.
Maybe I mean now that Blizzard's bringing Diablo, I know people are coming up with rumors that Overwatch might come, maybe Hearthstone's
it can run there. Overwatch, but I don't know how well the online service will be. For the Switch, I mean, what is that?
It runs
game?
Fortnite,
the Overwatch.
Fortnite's
clone.
All online.
What's the Overwatch clone?
Paladins.
Paladins on the Switch.
I played it. It was great. Yeah. On the Switch, like I actually really enjoyed playing it. When I played 2 games or something like that, just to test it out, I was like, "This is fun. This is good."
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll see with this mode stuff. I think it really depends on the game.
Yeah, definitely. But anyway, so. Another topic I want to get into, and I know this is one you didn't see. So Steam TV, this is from CNET. Sean Hollister on CNET. What's up, Shawnee? Steam TV is live again. Say hello to Valve's Twitch competitor. So basically, you didn't see any of this that happened?
No.
So what had happened was, I guess Steam had accidentally launched Steam TV. And people noticed, and then they took it down, and they were like, this isn't ready yet. And so people were like, oh, is this a Twitch competitor? You know, like, things like that, obviously. Yeah. So it seems like when you log in, like, they were doing it specifically for Dota 2 at the International. It's, like, the biggest esports tournament, like, in the world. So they were specifically making Steam TV just for that. But you can, like, log in through your Steam account. And let's see. This guy on CNET says here, I was able to access my new Steam chat friends list. So, you know, they updated it to be more like Discord.
Yeah,
so
you could
access all that in Steam TV. Interface seems very similar to steamcommunity.com/chat, but with more functionality. You can invite friends to watch videos together while you chat, which is interesting. Twitch doesn't actually have that.
Yeah.
You have to tell them that you're watching a stream and then, you know.
Right, right.
And you can't invite. You can join people on your friends list on Twitch to watch a stream, but they can't invite you, I don't believe, to come watch that stream. And it still seems like it's a little bit bare bones, but it's very interesting that Steam first did the Discord thing, and now maybe, I mean, this is only for Dota, but maybe they're going to expand to try to do more live streaming.
I don't know if they can take down Twitch.
I don't know either, but with these...
I don't think they can.
But who knows? With all these... With what Amazon is doing right now, like, obviously, it's not... It hasn't been a huge deal. Like, people are still using Twitch, obviously.
Yeah.
People but you never know.
You can just put ad block on it, and you won't see any ads.
Yeah, but, like, just saying, like, from a business perspective, what Amazon was doing with the 20% thing and, like, the ads, and, like, they seem to be getting maybe more greedy, but maybe Valve won't be as greedy because they have Steam. Everyone, you know, they're making a shitload of money off Steam.
Yeah.
And there's been broadcasting on Steam before. Like, you can just broadcast and, like, invite your friends and stuff. But there's never been, like, Steam.tv where you can go and check out streams. Right, right. So maybe, I mean...
I don't know. I guess we'll see.
I don't know.
I think Twitch is so big. And it became so big, like, on accident. I don't know what's going to...
Right.
Like, I don't think anything. That's the thing. I think it's a timing thing.
Twitch grew too much too quickly.
Yeah, it was a timing thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know. That now you have competitors, but I don't know. I don't think it's going
to work. To be honest, I think the only platform that can take Twitch down is Mixer. And that's literally only because Microsoft is behind it.
Yeah.
Microsoft versus Amazon.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Valve is not in the same category as those two.
Yeah.
So that's the only one. And, you know, Microsoft from the beginning, I mean, it used to be called Beam, but Microsoft from the beginning has probably been building, like, this large infrastructure. They got a huge team. Like Mixer was a startup, but it didn't blow up overnight.
Yeah.
Or Beam was a startup and didn't blow up overnight like Twitch. So Amazon's, you know, was probably scrambling to try to be like, how do we make money off Twitch, when Microsoft kind of was able to take their time and be like, how can we strategically do this, you know, and start growing. And Mixer's grown quite a bit since it actually came out.
I mean, people use it. People do use it. Sea of Thieves
does all their streams on Mixer.
But it's like, I don't know, Twitch is just huge.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, you never know. Like, mm-hmm. with these competitors, like, Valve isn't something to just shrug off, you know?
No, yeah, I agree.
This brings up another topic, actually, about Steam TV. Can this only stream Steam games? Fortnite's the biggest game in the world. Can you not stream it on Steam TV, right?
A betting man would assume.
I would assume as well. And so if that's the case, Twitch is sticking around because people would stream Fortnite on it, but not on Steam TV.
Fortnite's king.
And that's another thing. Wow, we just keep coming up with things. A lot of people are moving away and doing their own launchers. You got Bethesda doing theirs, Epic's doing theirs, Blizzard has theirs,
which now Activision's shit is on Blizzard's.
Yeah, right. And so they're moving away. You know, Fortnite avoided the Google Play Store, so you could download it from their website. They're just avoiding all these. They don't want to share the money with, you know, companies like Valve or Google or whatever. It's just interesting. You know, it's like...
That's all business, man. There's business, like, behind all this stuff that we don't really know.
Business, man. Yeah. It's the business. And this brings up our other topic here.
No Ass Creed game?
No Ass Creed game. Guys, no Ass Creed this year.
Well, there is one. It's Odyssey.
Oh, I mean...
Next year.
Ass Creed.
Ubisoft came out and said that they're not going to do another one next year. They just want to focus on Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like, people aren't shocked about that because they're like, you just did that with Origins, like, you took a year off. Yeah. But then Ubisoft came out and said, no, we were actually developing Origins Odyssey side by side.
Yeah.
So now that leads me to believe, like, the support for Odyssey is going to be way better than any other Assassin's Creed game. Origins. I need to go back and
play it. I need to go back and play it as well.
Spider-Man coming out soon, like, that. I was like, maybe I'll start playing it again. But then it's like, I know Spider-Man is coming, so I don't want to start anything like that. The closest thing I have to a backlog thing is, or beating a game in my backlog, is just continuing with Hollow Knight.
Yeah.
Because of Spider-Man.
Now, with Odyssey, have you seen anything about Odyssey?
I know it's, like, Greek, and you can pick, like, male or female.
Yeah.
That stuff.
So I was listening to a podcast, and the person on the podcast actually had played it. I believe at Gamescom or E3 or whatever it
Gamescom
was.
Gamescom just happened.
Yeah, I think it was Gamescom, actually, then. And what's interesting about Odyssey, you know how Origins brought in, like, Diablo-style elements where you can get, like, legendary weapons and, like, things like that?
Yeah.
And there was, a bigger skill tree. Apparently in Odyssey, it's more... I guess that stuff is still happening, like the Diablo-style loot, but it also... is like a MOBA where, like, you have abilities that have cooldowns.
Okay.
So, like, he was saying that, like, you know, there's, like, an ability that has a cooldown that can heal you. Like they're, I guess they're trying to incorporate. Apparently, The Witcher is like that a bit. So
I played a couple hours of The Witcher.
They were comparing it to The Witcher, saying that like maybe Ubisoft is trying to, because of how big The Witcher was as a success, and obviously Assassin's Creed has cooled off a bit since like the heyday of Assassin's Creed. So maybe they're just trying to introduce kind of these new game mechanics to get more people interested, because that's what is having success in the market right now.
Yeah.
But it's very interesting that they were like, think Overwatch, Assassin's Creed.
Yeah. Like I don't know how I feel about
it.
It
depends what the abilities are. Like, I could understand a healing thing, you know, although I was used to having it as a consumable, you know, like
right,
a drink,
right,
like a potion. Yeah. But I mean, I could also understand, like, maybe there's a cooldown for, like, the double sword thing, so you can't just keep, like, you know,
hidden blades
all day, man. Like, I could understand that, just to try to freshen up or, you know, change up some stuff.
I mean, it makes sense, and I'll definitely look into it. I don't know how I feel about the cooldown. Man, maybe
it'll be it depends what they do with it. Like, yeah. I don't know. All he mentioned was, like, healing, and I think he mentioned, like, one other thing, like, some sort of, like, ground pound thing that you can do when you're up. Maybe, I think it was that.
Yeah.
But very interesting that they are going that direction.
As long as
they keep Assassin's Creed, like, what made it great.
Like how...
But build on it, yeah, I'm fine with that.
Not,
you know,
go back to what they were doing, like, every year.
Right, yeah,
and
and I agree with them taking a year off.
Yeah.
I mean, take as much time as you need. We've got plenty of games.
Yeah, we don't need, like, Assassin's Creed isn't like a Call of Duty that we need every year.
We don't even need Call of Duty every year. But, but yeah, you know, I think the more time, the better, because there's so many studios coming out with these games where you gotta just grind. Like, you know, I can't imagine, like, if I were to look up the average time to, like, beat a game and to, like, for a gamer to start a game and just be, like, done with it from, like, 20 years ago to now, like, it probably was, like, you know.
Yeah.
10 hours, maybe. Mm-hmm. Like, then you get sick of a game, and now it's like 100, 200 hours, and then you're done, you know? Like, and then, like, The Witcher, or like any, like Diablo, you know, people playing World of Warcraft, that's a little different. God of War, Horizon Zero Dawn, like, they're all these, like, grindy games, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just, like, very different now than it was, like, 20 years ago, as far as, like, the attention span of a gamer, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, something like that. Were you trying to look up something?
Yeah, there's an ad that Nintendo and Microsoft did together. It's like Survive Together.
Yeah,
and
I
it's like a dig at Sony.
It's great. It's got the red and the green, right? Yeah. That's a great advertisement right there.
Yeah.
Suck it, Sony. Yeah, really good.
I'm glad they're taking their time.
Same here.
With Assassin's Creed. I really liked the games in the beginning, and then those three or four in the middle.
Yeah.
Black Flag was the last good one before Origins, in my opinion.
I would agree. Yes. Although I hated the ship combat.
So did I, but I sucked it up because I liked the game.
Yeah, same.
That's the last one I've beaten, actually. The last Assassin's Creed.
Last Assassin's
Black
Creed
Flag.
I beat was Assassin's Creed 2.
You didn't beat, like, Brotherhood or anything?
I did not beat
those
any.
Those are all really good.
I know. I played a lot,
like,
of them.
Like, the 3
I
with
just Ezio, never beat them.
I beat all those, and I beat Black Flag.
I, 3 I played I a shitload of it.
3 was crap.
With
Connor.
You know what I did a lot?
No, not Connor. What's his name, Connor?
Yeah, it was Connor. It was the one in America, yeah. The one, Brotherhood, I played a lot of. But I played a lot of multiplayer in Brotherhood. That was the first time it was.
I always wanted the multiplayer to be good, and then it was like, okay, this is okay, but it's not exactly what I want.
I dug it. I thought it was neat, but
I remember one Christmas, I forget what Assassin's Creed it was, and we could not party up.
I'm pretty sure it was Brotherhood.
We could not party up with each other.
Yeah, that was brutal.
It just needed to be like Terrorist Hunt or whatever, like from Gmod, that in Assassin's Creed form, like that's what it needed to be.
What?
Like you just need to hunt down people.
Oh yeah. Is it Terrorist Hunt or whatever the hell it's called?
Yeah, I think it's Terrorist Hunt, but
whatever. I forget what it's called. So I have one more topic here that I actually just remembered. This is from The Verge. And it says, this is Tom Warren on The Verge. What's up, Tommy? Microsoft is planning to unveil an Xbox All Access service that will bundle the company's Xbox One consoles with Xbox Live and Xbox Game Pass for a monthly fee. Codenamed Project Largo, Microsoft has been working towards a subscription service in recent months. Sources familiar with Microsoft's plans tell The Verge that both the Xbox One S and Xbox One X will be offered as a subscription, and that Microsoft is planning to offer its Xbox One X bundled with Xbox Live and Xbox Game Pass for $34.99 per month over 24 months. So, this is kind of what people have wanted as far as Xbox Game Pass and Xbox Live being able to bundle it together.
Yeah.
Although, it seems like Microsoft is only doing this with new, with like you have to buy the console with it and then you get those bundled
that's
together.
That's kind of weird.
Like,
I
don't understand why they're doing that.
You should just buy like Live and then if you want to pay.
You're right. Yeah. Like when you purchase Xbox Live or even when you purchase Xbox Game Pass, it should pop up and be like,
they just
want
to move systems, bro.
I know.
That's
yeah.
what they want to do. And they don't. Like, this is all good, but to me, this is nothing until you get your fucking exclusives in order.
Oh, I know. Like, yes, that's 100%.
Like, that needs to be the first thing. And it's so late in the console life cycle. Why release any of your big things now? Like the next Gears...
In my opinion, the Xbox One X.
Gears 5 shouldn't be on Xbox One. They should wait.
Really?
Yeah,
the Xbox One X though is like 4K, 1080p, yeah, or not 4K, 60fps.
That's just like.
You want to wait for 8K?
Up-res. Like what?
But
I guess then make it only for that, and move Xbox One X's then.
Well,
that'll never happen.
Yeah, that won't happen.
But you need new IPs, man. Like all this stuff is well and good. All of this Game Pass stuff is fine. Like it's great stuff. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But to me, it means nothing until you put the games that on there. Give me Sunset Overdrive 2, damn it.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. But they're working on Spider-Man. I think, like, obviously, yeah, I want them to have more new IPs, new exclusive things like that. And I know they came out at E3 and they bought a bunch of companies, like six companies or something like that, and then they're going to be working on, I assume, new IPs and things like that. And hopefully next E3, or even sooner than that, they might announce, like, you know, whatever, Compulsion Games working on this now, like only for Xbox, whatever it might be. But on the other side, I think that I think this bundle's stupid. And I understand they want to push consoles, but people have been wanting Game Pass and Xbox Live to be able to be purchased like together. And it's because Game Pass is such a good deal. Like Xbox is targeting, for right now, they're targeting like people that love their 360 games and like Xbox backwards compatibility.
Well, it makes Xbox awesome. Yeah.
And just maybe don't want to spend a ton of money on games and they want to, you know, buy Xbox Game Pass and get hundreds of games and be able to play that. But I think that, yeah, I agree on the exclusives. Although I don't think, this is weird to say, I don't think it's that important right now for Microsoft. Like,
what I'm saying, though. Like, the time isn't now. It's too late to even
stuff. I just mean, Like exclusives are going to push consoles, but it's just weird because Microsoft also is doing, you know, obviously they have all the crossplay stuff, which is great, but they're also doing the Play Anywhere, which is like, that's kind of like, okay, they came out with an exclusive. How many console sales did they lose because of Play Anywhere? You know what I mean?
Right, I get that, but...
Like, I don't know if they're trying to make up with the console sales by doing these bundles and stuff, because they came out with like six new Xbox bundles at Gamescom.
Like everybody with eyes knows what the problem is with Microsoft.
Yeah, no tits.
It's their fucking... They don't have the game library that Sony has.
Yes.
And it seems to me Microsoft is doing everything else to try and move consoles except developing new IP.
Yeah.
And people are seeing through that. Yeah. And it's so late in the life cycle. People are like us who have both or are like, I'm not going to get an Xbox because of they have nothing.
Yeah.
And it's like, you could, it's, like, it flip-flopped from 360 and PS3. Like, 360 had Halo 3, Gears was just starting, so it was fresh.
It had Fable.
Forza, all those games. And now it's flip-flopped.
Probably had a bunch of other games that we probably don't remember, but...
Now Microsoft is riding old IP.
Yeah.
The Gears 4, there's one Halo on the Xbox One.
Yeah.
And... half their new IP gets... Like, I was excited for Scalebound.
Yeah,
that got canceled. Well, Sunset Overdrive was cool, but they didn't push it hard enough.
I think that what Microsoft is like... Like, right now, gamers want, like, a really well-done story, right?
Yeah.
Like, think. Like, Horizon Zero Dawn, Uncharted, The Last of Us,
Xbox
God
One's
of War.
Library has no game that lives up to any of those games you just named.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
That's
that's a big
problem.
Microsoft has, like, Halo... People think, when they think of Halo, they think of the multiplayer. When they think of Gears, they probably think of the multiplayer, I guess.
I mean, I think of the story in Gears, but
yeah.
I think we're not, like, your common Gears fan.
Right, I know, yeah. But, like, most people probably think of the multiplayer,
right.
I guess, for Gears. Like,
they think of me.
Sunset Overdrive isn't a story, a very heavy story.
No,
it's just, like, a silly game.
It's a cartoony
scene. Yeah, but now they're coming out with Spider-Man, which is going to have a story to it.
Yeah.
You know, they got Days Gone. Like, all these games are story-driven, and, like, Microsoft, and I'm sure they're working on it. They know. They just need, like, a story game that they can turn into multiple games. You know,
yeah.
They need an Uncharted. They need Horizon Zero Dawn is going to be coming out with Horizon Zero Dawn 2 eventually.
Like a
you know?
God of War.
Like, just make one really good story game, because that's what people are going to buy. Like, they're not going to, they're gonna like, okay, we could experience The Last of Us or we could play Sunset Overdrive.
Like,
it's
I pretty much
people are probably
going to
choose The Last
PS4.
Of Us because of the story and what they've heard.
Yeah, I pretty much bought a PS4 for Horizon Zero Dawn. Like, that's why I bought it. Like,
yeah, because you want to experience the story.
Yeah, like,
right?
I can't remember why I bought one. Like, what game I bought it for.
Right.
Unless it was, like, The Last of Us 2, which I don't know why I would have bought it then, because it's so far out.
No, it was Horizon Zero Dawn, I remember.
I think I had a gift
card,
and I was like, all right,
same
this
time.
Game looks awesome, so...
Yeah.
But I think God of War's better, but...
Yeah, but we didn't know that at the time.
Yeah, so... I don't know, it's games. Games drive
games,
that
man.
Stuff. And Microsoft is slacking hard on that.
Slacking it, man.
As it is.
All right, so final thing here. We have a viewer question from Mr. K. Moore. He writes in, at Mistakes Podcast, by the way. Check us out on Twitter and send in your viewer questions, and we'll answer it on the podcast. I don't know if you saw this.
No, I didn't see it.
No, like, I mean the topic he's talking about.
No,
but what are your thoughts on the $1,000 skin for Fortnite? If you don't know, it's the skin, the Galaxy skin, for pre-ordering certain Samsung devices. In my opinion, it's kind of crazy that a game has that much reach for companies to make limited time deals.
So if you purchase the new phone, you get the skin?
Well, I believe
is
so.
Is the Note 9?
Yeah,
I
believe that's the
it
phone.
It comes out like this week. Like
yeah.
Tomorrow.
So, yeah, if you got that. But people, I guess, were buying. Yeah, they were buying the phone, which is a $1,000 phone, and then, like, for the skin. I even saw people saying that they were going to buy it just for the skin.
Dude,
return it.
That
like,
game
you can't,
is
I don't
huge,
think you can return
dude.
It.
You can flip it, you can sell it, I guess.
Yeah, but you're not going to get $1,000 probably for it.
But that, dude, that just speaks to the game. The game is massive.
Yeah. And also, Fortnite also had, obviously, they had a deal with Samsung where it was available. It was available on Samsung devices, like, for the first 3 days.
Yeah.
And then it launched. Like, I have it on my phone, and I can play it. But, personally, I think it's ridiculous. Like, that.
I think that promotion is meant. Hey, you buy this phone, you get, like, it's a throw-in for buying the phone.
Right, I know.
But people are, like, are
with
just crazy.
With how big Fortnite is, people
I think,
are
like,
how can I afford this phone
but
now?
Like, the company knows that. The company knows that the game is that big that people will just buy it for that. But just from, the normal person's, look at it, it's like, okay, I get headphones when I buy this phone.
Yeah.
You know, that's how it is.
Right.
But the game is just so huge that it's actually going
to
move.
I'm curious to see, what the sales are compared to, the last Note phone.
Now, can
Note
you
8.
Get, can you buy the phone? Like, what, if I was up for an upgrade, right, and I buy this phone, do I get a code for the skin? I would sell that fucker.
The code for the skin? Yeah. Oh, sell for $1,000? Buy a phone. Keep going.
If somebody seriously wanted to buy it, I could sell that thing for $500.
Let's see. Why don't we look on eBay right now?
But I don't think the phone's out yet.
But people might have already got the codes if they pre-ordered the phone, maybe.
Maybe.
Or if they... I don't know. Let's see.
Because you know people Fortnite, like sell like skins Galaxy. For PUBG and like Counter-Strike and they get like...
$15.
Yeah, so that's not right.
Okay, like, wait, let's see if all listings.
Fortnite Galaxy skins, Samsung exclusive, pre-order now.
Yeah, these are, these. Oh, here's $100 exclusive.
These might instant. Be like not the skin though, you know? It might be like a
$355,
phone.
Brand new. No, I think what people do, like this has 12 bids on it. What people do is like they'll put this up even before it's out. $400, $550. $500 or $1,000, buy it now.
Yes, yeah.
Jesus.
And I think some of those could be like... fake. Yeah, they're fake. They're definitely like, it's fake.
Like the $15 like
phone
one?
Background or something.
Yeah, the ones... like this one's probably real. This looks like some guy took a picture. Oh, that's his tab. Yeah, it wasn't only the note. It was like any new stuff. One. Yeah. Really cool looking skin.
Yeah, it looks cool.
Looks awesome. Yeah. But that's crazy. Like, I wonder... what other, obviously they teamed up with Samsung, right? Yeah. So they're probably not going to do like Apple or Google or something like that. But, you know, what if they teamed up with Microsoft for the next Xbox, you know? Or a controller, perhaps. If you buy this new Elite controller has been rumored. Buy that, you get a Fortnite skin, whatever it could be. Or with Sony. I mean, like Sony's going to make money because Fortnite's on everything. So, you know. They're going to make money.
On that. It's crazy that that game is just this big that people will buy that phone just for the skin.
And Epic.
It's supposed to just be a throw in.
I've never seen like something this like
game,
this.
This game, it's a pop culture like phenomenon.
It is.
That's what it is.
Although in 20 years, we're going to be like, remember Fortnite? Remember that game, Fortnite? 20
years ago. People could still be playing it. I don't know.
Maybe. Fortnite 2 will be out by then.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah. But and that's one thing in the podcast that we listened to that they talked about was that like the fact that Fortnite's free, it's on everything, and it's kid friendly, like it's all cartoony. That's why it took over. It's battle royale
because every kid is like over. PUBG was exploding, and they're like, oh, this game looks awesome. What was it, $30?
Yeah.
And kids in high school and middle school are like, my parents aren't going to let me spend $30 on a game right now.
Or
and then,
some kids, you know, their parents won't let them buy a game that's basically a shooting simulator with real guns and things like that, you know?
And then Fortnite came out and was like, it's just timing. Timing's everything.
Yeah, it was insane. Yeah. But Radical Heights, though, taking off. I'm just kidding.
That worked out.
All right. So that's going to wrap up the podcast. I almost said the stream. For today, that's episode number 5, ladies and gentlemen. And if you would like to support us and what we do,
Google dicks.
You can Google dicks. No, you can become a. Well, you can Google dicks if you're into that. What are you making noise
I'm
for?
Sorry.
Just stop fidgeting. You didn't know.
I didn't think it was gonna.
You're
pop
fidgeting.
Off.
Stop it. Put stuff down. Just sit there. Jesus Christ. Oh my God. All right. So,
I said,
if you would like to support us and what we do, you can become a supporter by going to anchor.fm/mistakesweremade. You can just type in Mistakes Were Made podcast on Google as well and click the support this podcast button. And from there, you can pledge $1, $5, or $10 per month, and you can help us improve our podcasting setup by obviously helping us, with new mic setup. We can buy some bitches and hoes, you know, get some cocaine. No, but if you guys do want to support us, you can do it there on our Anchor page, but anyway, thank you so much for listening. Oh my God, I'm losing my mind here. Thanks for listening.
It's been fun.
It's been fun.
Next week, probably. Episode 6.
Episode numero 6. Getting close to that double digits.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
Extravaganza.
Thanks for listening, guys.